Britain answers Trump's call, raids foreign aid budget to boost defense. Very slightly. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 25, 2025. The United Kingdom, which has barely scraped the NATO minimum defense spend of 2% of GDP for years, will raid its foreign aid budget to bring forward hitting the new 2.5% level, the government says. Just weeks after the British government strongly criticized President Donald Trump for cutting the nation's foreign aid budget with his freeze on U.S. aid, Westminster is doing just the same thing, taking money out of aid to boost the Ministry of Defense. Despite all the warlike rhetoric from Westminster for several years, the support for the Ukraine war, and warnings that the world is entering a new and more dangerous era, British defense spending as a proportion of its total economy has remained stubbornly low. In the decade that Poland has nearly doubled its defense spend, the United Kingdom has managed only to drag its spend, including personnel, estates, and investment in new equipment and technology, from 2.03% to 2.33%. The left-wing Labour government had pledged to get that spend to the new 2.5% target widely acknowledged as the minimum for the alliance, still way short of new targets meant to deter future Russian aggression at 3.5%. Or even 5%, but the timeline specified was so long it would become a problem for the next government, not this one. Speaking on Tuesday, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer now vows to condense that effort, reaching 2.5 by 2027, not in the 2030s. The Prime Minister said, "Starting today, I can announce this government will begin the biggest sustained increase in defense spending since the end of the Cold War. We will deliver our commitment to spend 2.5% of GDP on defense, but we will bring it forward so that we reach that level in 2027. And we will maintain that for the rest of this parliament. And let me spell that out, that means spending £13.4 billion more on defense every year from 2027. He said he was setting an ambition to get to 3% next decade, although whether he'll be in power by then to follow through is another matter. As for where the money was coming from, rather than raising taxes or borrowing, Starmer announced it would come from slashing the UK's foreign aid budget. He continued, "In the short term it can only be funded through hard choices, and in this case that means we will cut our spending on development assistance, moving from 0.5% of GNI, gross national income, today to 0.3% in 2027, fully funding our increased investment in defence." Just weeks after criticizing the Trump White House for cutting aid, the United Kingdom has followed, and all to fund a defense spending boost demanded by the US president of his NATO allies to do more. In all, UK foreign aid spending as a proportion of the economy will be less than half of what it was before the pandemic. Starmer's decision to hollow out aid to pay for defense is a politically enormous step in the United Kingdom, where it has been the only ring-fenced element of the government's budget after an intervention by former leader David Cameron to really lean into soft power. Politicians seem extremely emotionally attached to foreign aid, as evidenced by the bitter response to the Trump presidency taking US aid to task earlier this month, and there have been howls of protest in Westminster today. The former leader of Starmer's Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, was among the first with a condemnation, accusing Starmer of making the world less safe by trading aid for bombs. Of course, one of the justifications of massive foreign aid budgets given by its proponents is that handing money over to foreign countries can prevent wars. Britain's Daily Telegraph reports the aid sector itself, which of course has an interest, also condemned the decision, with ActionAid calling it reckless, Save the Children a betrayal, and WaterAid calling it cruel. Cutting the aid budget further won't be enough to boost the British military further, however. NATO has spoken repeatedly now about new perspectives being needed on the trade-offs between defensible states and welfare states, and this will be a harder sell to fundamentally liberal European states, Britain included, than giving away less money to foreigners. Germany's defense minister believes he has another answer. However, mooting offloading the cost of defense today onto future generations through debt. Feeling more vulnerable to Russian aggression than the United Kingdom, which benefits from the English Channel to deter any warring armies, Germany is now speaking enthusiastically about bringing back conscription and even a nuclear deterrent.